want you to take the Word of God, turn to Psalm 107 with me, 107. It is good to be back in the United States of America. I got back to the house about 4:30 this afternoon, and I am feeling the effects of something. So if I walk off the platform, just leave me alone, I'll be all right, and all of this. But let me just say this to you. Going to Brazil was a great blessing. I'll say more about this towards the end of the service tonight. But I'm telling you, if we ever have a missionary, if we've ever had a missionary that's more like-minded than Ram Rivera, I don't know who they are. What a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal missionary. Doing the work of God, the will of God. What a conference that I had the privilege of being a part of. I'll talk to you about it a little bit later. But being able to visit with Brother Graham, Miss Renee, and then with Ram Rivera, his wife, these are precious, precious, precious servants of the Lord. And if you're giving to Faith Promise, you have a part in their ministries. And there's fruit that's going to remain to your account. And I tell you, it was just a blessing to be with them. Psalm 107, I want to read the opening 8 verses. Ooh, he brought me a Snickers. That's good. All right. Psalm 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 31. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. You know, sometimes you don't have to look very far to find the key center of a passage. And this is the passage where it starts talking about he did this. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works with the children of men. Tonight we are here not to praise man. And we're here not to praise this church, not to praise the ministries here. We're here to praise the Lord. And I want to remind you tonight, and something that the Lord reminded me of in this trip, the Lord's not going to share his glory with anybody. And I asked the Lord right back there in that room, I got down on my knees and I asked the Lord, Lord, help me not to ever seek glory that only belongs to you. He'll share his glory with no man. That includes me, that includes you. So tonight when we give you an opportunity to stand, we don't want any sad stories. Honestly, if you start talking about sad stories, I'm going to fall asleep on you tonight, okay, and all these kind of things. And I may not wake up for 24 hours, you know. Let's talk about the Lord. Let's lift up the name of the Lord. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor. Every mile I traveled today, or last night, or the last 2 days, whatever the case may be, the Lord gave me a thought when I was on the airplane. You ever had thoughts go through your mind where, listen, you're not going to make it home, you know, and all that, I mean, this is it, the plane's going down. Maybe you'll never deal with stuff like that, all right? But every now and then the devil tries to get in your mind. And he's trying to get into my mind. And the Lord just gave me the thought that angels are just guiding the whole plane all the way through. And the fact of the matter is nothing's going to happen to us until the Lord is through with us. And I give him praise for every step that he brought me closer home. Every step. Now, I tell you, when you're in a foreign country, now listen, forgive me tonight, I'm just talking rambling here, and I'll ramble a little bit more tonight, probably won't remember what I said tomorrow, but anyway, when you're in a foreign country and don't speak the language, and Brother Rom drops you off, and it's you and the Lord. It's pretty bad when you have to rely on a Catholic priest to help you get to the right plane, is what I'm trying to say. He was a Catholic priest, and I was walking around. I said, "Speak English?" "No, no, no, no." "Speak English?" "No, no." All this kind of stuff, and so on. So I saw this. I saw that he was nice man, but he had a turned around collar, you know, and all and so on. But he helped me get to the right plane. So I'm thankful for that part of that Catholic priest, no doubt about it. And all of this, I tell you, when the plane touches down in the United States of America, you are grateful that you live in a country like this. And if you ever want to appreciate your country better than you do, or if you ever start getting upset with America, get on a plane and go overseas somewhere. And come back, and I think you'll have a little bit more appreciation for it. But we're here to praise the Lord tonight. I want to give you an opportunity to do this. Psalm 92, verse 1 says, "It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." When we thank the Lord, the Bible says it's a good thing to do that. It's a good thing. So let's pray together, and I want to give you an opportunity. If you feel the Lord wants you to share a word, now please, if you don't sense the Lord encourage you to get up and speak, then don't do it. Only if the Lord tells you to do it. You say, "I don't know if the Lord's telling me." All I can say is you'll know. And if you feel the Lord is impressing you to stand and say a word for Him, to give Him praise, then you help yourself. And we're going to ask you to wait until one of these young men bring you a microphone so our folks who are listening by means of the internet can listen in on our services here. Okay, let's pray together, and I want to give you an opportunity to share our word of testimony. Father, we love you tonight, and I pray that you'll bless this time. Would you speak to our hearts, and would you help us truly to lift up the name of Jesus Christ? May you be glorified, may you be pleased, may you be praised. And Lord, I pray that you be our invited guest. May you truly be exalted in this service. And draw us to yourself. We love you tonight. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Who'll be first tonight? You feel like the Lord would have you to share a word of testimony in this Thanksgiving service. Yes, sir.
This morning in my devotions, I was reading 1 Corinthians 15, and I just want to share that with you. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you that the gospel which I preached unto you, which ye have received, and wherein ye stand." And the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, by which we are saved, if we keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And we saw the power of the gospel all through the trip this last week. You know, it's just the same as we see here. But as God showed his power to just put people in our path, just the greatest honor and privilege, it just excited my heart so much. God blessed and it's been mentioned, but gave such a privilege on Sunday night last week to see a young man that I saw in a service in the morning bring his brother and sister-in-law to the service in the evening. And he told me, "Pray for these guys. They're not saved." He was burdened for them. And prayed for them that afternoon. And the you know, who am I? Nobody. Just to be able to have that honor and privilege to preach the gospel and let God's power work in the hearts of this young couple, and to talk to Enhiki that night and just say, "Are you a believer? Do you know Jesus Christ? Are you saved? Are you on your way to heaven?" And he said, an hour before, he said, "I would have told you yes." He said, "I can't say that anymore." I know he knew he was lost. And before he left that night, the gospel changed his life, changed his heart, and God saved him. And God just kept putting people in our path all the way through. And on the way home, praying, Pastor Jody, Brother Buddy was kind of my bulldog. He kept running into people that needed the gospel. And he kept turning them over to me. And one after another, they got to hear the gospel. And God worked in their hearts. And it is what everybody needs. It is the power of God into salvation. So simple, so profound, so powerful. Keep the gospel foremost in your life and praise God for the salvation that we all have. If you know Christ tonight, if you're here without him, oh, I highly recommend him to you.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Who'll be next?
The first time I went to Mexico, that reminded me of how I felt when I came back, too. It was so poor there. We went up into the mountains, and they had dirt floors, but they were happy, and the believers were. And what I grasp of their religion, the believers, was that there was nothing material to keep them from being close to God, and I was really awed by that. But I wanted to say, sometimes we feel that we're not in a position to be thankful. But times like these, I need to remember that I serve a mighty God.
Amen.
I serve a precious Savior. And I'm thankful He's my own personal Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been reading over and over, well, not every day, but I pick up this book by Vance Havner and read it. And I believe the Lord really spoke to me this week when I picked it up and was reading, because it was two whole pages on soul winning. And I was so broken thinking, I'm not winning many souls, hardly any, but I want to be a soul winner, and I believe the Lord was just reminding me to and giving me more of a burden.
Amen.
To help win lost souls. And the Lord reminded me right then of Haley at John Sevier Center. I led her to the Lord and then discipled her. So I think the Lord was encouraging me, that reminded me that there had been a few, but I'm not at the place now where used to. There were times in my life I couldn't stand to let much time pass before I did lead someone to the Lord. But the Lord reminded me about Haley, and then He reminded me of Angel Miguel, is how you say his name. We were outside the Hispanic home over there, and he truly trusted the Lord when I told him the plan of salvation. And he knew English. We have several who know English after they go to school. They're bilingual, mostly. And it was so sweet, because Angel Miguel said, I'm going to tell Gordo, that's his little brother. And I'll never forget that. It was just so precious for him to say that. And the Lord has burdened Shane and Christy to give a lot of Bibles and Spanish literature that we've been able to give out and use, and that's been a blessing. So God is working, and He's working in people's hearts for the Spanish ministry. And one thing that Vance Havner said was, he said, when the elect number is gathered, the Lord will come. So winning the lost to Christ is the way to hasten His coming. And I want to be a better soul winner. And Peter the Apostle, in 1 Peter 4:11, said that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to be more thankful. I want to be a better soul winner.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Yes, sir.
Continuing, I guess, a little bit with the thought that Nathan was talking about this morning during my devotions, I knew we were going to give thanks tonight, and testimonies of thanks for what the Lord's done for us. And He reminded me, as an 8-year-old boy, I learned, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Didn't learn that in Sunday school, because we didn't go to Sunday school. I didn't learn it in church. I didn't learn it from somebody witnessing to me. I learned it as a third grader in a Washington County school. Some people came around and they challenged the children, and they came and gave us gospel messages and stuff during school. And that tells you 60 years ago they could do things like that and how far our country has gotten from that. But anyway, I've remembered that verse for 60 years. And the Lord brought it back to my memory this morning that how thankful we should be for this word of God.
Amen.
That we know, and he just kind of, it just flooded my soul with the knowledge that this is the true word of God. Not just something that, and Gary touched on this Sunday in Sunday school, that we are so blessed to have what God says, and if we'll hide this in our hearts, we'll not sin against him. And I was thinking about all these riots and things that are going on out in St. Louis and Ferguson, and I thought, if that young man that got killed, had he had this word hidden in his heart, I bet you anything he would have been alive today. And so many of our troubles that we're faced with in this life is because we don't have this word in our hearts and lives. And I'm so thankful for a church and for a pastor that we had that just really emphasizes the word of God. And I'm thankful for Brother Jody that he's continuing on in that tradition, because without this, we don't have anything.
It occurred to me on the way over here tonight that 10 years ago today, I was sitting in a tent in Kuwait with 63 of my closest friends, getting ready to go up into Iraq for the first time. And it brought it back to me how thankful I am for his protection.
Amen.
Not only for me, but for my family as well, being gone for as long as I was. Then I got to thinking about, I was about 6,000 miles away from home, and how far away from home Jesus was when he came to die for us.
Yes.
And I'm even more thankful for that.
Amen. We appreciate your service, my friend. God bless you.
I want to thank the Lord. At the age of 30, he showed me that I was a sinner and that I needed him to be saved because I was headed to an eternal hell. And because of what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross, because that blood was applied to my life, I've got a home in heaven.
Amen. Amen.
And I thank him for my wife and my two children. One I'll see again one day when I get to heaven.
Amen.
And the other one, she's in England serving faithfully.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for it.
Amen. I want you to know, on Sunday morning at Brother Rahm's church, I felt the presence of the Lord, maybe the strongest that I've felt him in a long, long time. And Barney and Miss Carol, I preached that morning on rejoice in the Lord always. And I used your story. And God touched it. God blessed it. And I mean, there was a Brazilian national pastor that was one of the special singers, he and his wife. And they were listening and all of this, and he was crying here. God broke me. And these Brazilians just started coming to the altar and just wanting to rejoice in the Lord always. And I want you all to know that God is still using you. And he's using you in different parts of the world. And you all are a testimony to me. I appreciate your faithfulness. I appreciate how you've stayed faithful despite your heart being ripped out of your chest. Thank God for the day when he was 7 years old, when you called me and said he's asking questions. And we had the privilege of taking him into our office and leading him to Jesus Christ. And I want to salute you both and all of this. And I want to encourage you, because God is using your story. He just used it in Brazil. And we give the Lord the praise for that. God bless you. Somebody else.
I just want to brag on God's mercy tonight, because of right before I quit work, the lady that I worked with, we've stayed in touch all these years, for 14 years, and She texted me today, and her 76-year-old mother, who has been so hard, so cold all these years, the times that we have witnessed to her and other people has witnessed to her, accepted Christ today. So she's on her deathbed. Amen. She's been turned over to hospice. And my, I know how she wishes probably now she would have done it earlier, at an earlier age, but praise the Lord for his mercy.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Yeah, I want to thank God that he uses sometimes the worst things that ever happened to us, and he uses them for his good. We're talking about Barney's story. Monday night at basketball, his neighbor, Barney's neighbor, came with his son. Tyler is the neighbor's son, and Tyler's been coming a lot, but he brought his dad. And I got to talk to his dad, knew Barney really well. And the first thing out of his mouth was, what a testimony Barney is. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, he knew about it, knew what happened to Barney, knew Barney's story. And I got to ask him if he was saved, got to witness to him. And it's neat how God uses different broken vessels sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
For his work.
Yes.
And he's faithful and he's true. And just praise the Lord, he uses me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
I just want to read these verses here, Micah 7:7-8. Therefore I will look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I'm just thankful for the Lord that's always there to pick me up when I fall, and that he's willing to, that he has already forgiven me for all the things that I've done and that I will do.
Amen. Amen. Good.
I'm thankful for my salvation. I was raised up in the church under a pastor who accepted the Lord on his deathbed through the wife of a Gideon. And I'm thankful for godly in-laws who led me to the Lord at age 26. And I want to share a couple verses. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And Psalm 56, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee.
Yes.
And the Lord wants me to tell you, I'm scared to death standing up here talking. My friend Pam will tell you I'm quite a talker, but not like this. The Lord wants me to tell you that he will take you through anything, illness, financial trouble, family strife, anything. He's taken us through 10 years of Alzheimer's, takes us through every day. He supplied our every need. I retired suddenly to take care of Dale. He's let us stay in the same house. The men in the church put a ramp on the house. We have help from an agency and through the VA, and his grace is sufficient. And don't scratch your head about us, and don't admire us. It isn't us, it's God. It's God's endless grace, endless mercy, endless help and love. And he wants you to see him in me, not what I'm doing, what he's doing.
Amen.
And I don't care what you can come up with to go through in this life, his grace is sufficient.
Amen.
It is. And if I could sing, which I can't, there's a little verse, every need supplied. And that's what he's done for us.
Amen.
Every need supplied.
Amen.
Every day.
God bless you. Thank you for your testimony.
I'm thankful for my salvation, and I'm thankful that God is building a mansion for me in heaven. And I'm thankful that he's coming back to get me. And I'm thankful
that is very, very good. And you hear childlike faith right there, right? Sure. Praise the Lord.
I just wanted to say tonight that I love my dad, and I'm thankful for him.
Just
said she's thankful for her daddy.
Oh, I'm thankful that my daughter's thankful for daddy. Very good. Thank you for doing the right thing. Yes.
You know, I'm thankful every day for how God can lead us the things to people that we don't even know, and to give a kind word or to show God through us. Sometimes we think we don't have the grace to do anything to help him, you know, to lead others, but your actions sometimes can show them that you're willing to talk to them about him. And for his mercy, and for even a vehicle that's gone 3 months with a clutch that's going in and out, he has a sense of humor, because every time I think I'm going to be left on the road, it moves again, you know. And that's the way he does me. You know, if I get to the point where I, and it's not because I can't have it fixed, it's just I can't find the person to fix it. Every time I get somebody, can't work on it at that time. So there's a reason. It's by faith, and it's day by day. And God gives us a reason for everything. And it's you have to have a sense of humor about it, though. Wear lots of coats, too, in case you have to walk. Anyhow, through this, even at work, sometimes your job may not be the most perfect job, but there's a reason for you to be there. There's a reason for you to say a kind word or a thought to someone that's going through things that are a lot more important to them than a clutch. Okay, and God has a way of answering every need, and he is merciful.
Amen. Good. Somebody else.
I'm new to this area, and it's just been a blessing. I just want to thank God for breaking down at the top of Mars Hill in North Carolina, and thank God for the Carrick family, who has been a tremendous blessing in my life for a couple months, and I've barely know them, and it's just been amazing and a thrill just to see how God has been using a circumstance that I was so confused about, and asking God to, and just praying to just find a church and to be part of a church, or to see a church growing. And I'm just thankful to be here.
Amen.
To be in this area now, and just God has just been using me in a tremendous way, and I thank God for it, and I thank God for the Carrick family as well.
We are thrilled to have you, my friend. And please stay on my side, all right? We are thrilled to have you. Amen.
I'm thankful that Jesus did die and save my soul. But I'm more grateful that a God loved me so much that he'd send his only son to pay the penalty for my sin.
Amen. Amen. Good. Somebody else.
I believe it was yesterday we were reading in John 17. Jesus was looking to the Father and giving him glory for all that had happened. First off, he said, the Bible says the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. But the process seemed so clear when we were reading that, Virginia and I were reading that together in John 17, and Jesus was glorifying the Father that he had sent him on a mission to save the world, you know. And Jesus completed that mission, and he draws us to him. And when we trust Christ, then Jesus gives us back to the Father, and we're in his care until he calls for us. Then later on, I was thinking about the levels of security that we have just in the Lord Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father. And we're there under in the protection and care of God the Father. And one of these days, praise the Lord, he's going to present that body back to the Lord Jesus Christ. as the bride of Christ. And I'm glad, I praise the Lord, I get to be a part of that. And I'm wondering, I try to think sometimes what heaven's going to be like. But I tell you, he's just going to reserve all that till we get there. Amen. And then he'll show us, and I praise the Lord
Amen.
For it.
Amen.
It's a wonderful thing to be saved.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Today I was driving and I was listening to Joe Arthur, and there was a song called Remind Me, Lord. And the Lord really had me think back. It's been 9 years in February since I was really lost and God brought me to this church and I trusted Christ and got saved. But sometimes we forget where we came from. And it reminded me to think we never should forget how we were before we met Jesus. And then I started thinking about where would I be today if I never found the Lord, he found me. But it scares me to think about that, so I just wanted to thank God that he saves sinners, because I was one, and I'm so glad that he's changed my life.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Let me say just a word right here. After she got saved, my wife trained her. Now she's training others. That's the way it works. That's God's will. And I encourage you with this, to be somewhere in the mix, training somebody or being trained yourself. This is the way the will of God works, okay? Somebody else.
I'd like to thank the Lord for what he's done for me over the years. I've been so grateful to him because I was grew up in Overland, Virginia, from a coal mining father, and went in the service and met my lovely wife. What a wonderful wife she's been, and I'm so grateful for her.
Amen.
And the Lord has spared me so many times. I can remember when we went in, I spent 22 years in the Army. I remember going into Vietnam, and all those times were hard. And to leave the family, how many times my wife, she kept me going. Those letters, and 2 times I went to combat over there, but I never had to shoot anybody. I carried the casualties. I helped with them sending their bodies back home. The Lord has spared me so many times. I had a heart attack, and the doctor says we can't find anything, no results, no damage to the heart. This is a miracle. I had a stroke. It didn't leave me hurt in any way, and I've had hips replaced, legs operated on. The Lord saved me. The Lord kept me close to my wife.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
I'm so grateful. I was raised in the church, and I spent my time growing up in the church with Christian parents. And I'm so grateful, too, that I had a truck fall on me. I had a car fall on me. I had a fire. I got out. And my wife saved me from that. And the Lord allowed me to stay, and I'm still walking. And I appreciate the Lord. It's been so good to me. And I thank you. Thank you for letting me speak.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Somebody else.
Brother Jody, tonight I'd just like to thank the Lord for the promises of his word that give us hope as we go through the things of life, as we try to live day by day. His promises are things we can lean on and count on, throw ourselves on, and just immerse ourselves in his promises. Hebrews 4:16 tells us to come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And certainly we've had to do that this past week. It'll be a week tomorrow that my wife's brother Frank passed away. And we saw that promise fulfilled day after day after day in every part of the family as we've gone through this thing. And we're very thankful for the promises of his word that are real.
Amen.
They're real because they're based upon the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And for some reason, sitting there, I remembered a few words from a song from years ago that said that Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails.
Yes.
Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails.
Yes.
Can't be more true than that.
Amen.
That's as true as it can get.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. I appreciate you preaching Wednesday night while I was gone. I understand the Lord used you. I appreciate that. Somebody else.
I just want to thank God for saving me. We have a lot of blessings that God's given me and my family. It's really hard for me to speak in front of people. I thank God for my wonderful husband, my children, everything that he's given to us. You know, I think back to when I used to go to NA meetings. I was a drug addict, and it really upsets me because they try to tell people, you know, once you're an addict, you're always an addict. But I thank God I'm not an addict anymore. I'm a new person in Christ, and I thank God every day for that.
Amen. You know I cannot let that go without saying something, right? Hey, I'm suffering from jet lag. So, you know, the only thing I disagree with is when you said wonderful husband. I'm just kidding with you. This couple right here, new converts, and I tell you, they light my fire. Amen. Oh, it does me good to see the Lord working in this young couple right here. Amen. And God's working in them. He's changed their life. We praise the Lord for it. The Lord has great things in store. And I've got some things in store, but I'm not going to tell you what that is yet, all right? That'd be good. Somebody else. We have two back there.
I want to thank God for leading me back to this church. I was saved here through the bus ministry. My kids came here, and I didn't do a good job the first time. It took a lot of errors and a lot of persuading, but God has brought me back to this church. I love this church. This church has been my home. I have great and wonderful people here. God has taught me so many great things, and I am really grateful at every time that he shows me a promise.
Amen.
That he shows me he's faithful as well.
Yes.
And I am so truly thankful for my sisters and brothers here at this church that have prayed for me and have seen me. Kim has seen me, and we have been amazed at what God has done in my life. We've been amazed, and Jody, I'm sorry, I'm calling you Jody, but I am amazed, and I'm still telling you, you will lead my husband, you will lead my husband to Christ. I don't know how I know that, but I thank God that I do, and I thank God for this church. I just love you all.
Amen. Amen. Glad you're here. God bless you.
Jody, it's the... Everybody loves the Christmas season. It's the time of giving. And it took me 60, I'm 65, but it took me 60 years to realize the greatest gifts ever. It talks all through the Bible about the two free gifts. And everybody wants free gifts, you know. And there's no greater gifts than eternal life. You know, not only life, it's eternal. I mean, you know, last time I looked that up, it was forever. You know, eternal life. That's hard to believe, really. And salvation. And if the salvation's real, you can't lose it. So you can't lose.
Right.
I mean, and, you know, in my devotions, you know, I've read that thing 114 times now. And I'll read it now more than I ever read it. I'll read it since I'm retired and just... still coaching and cleaning houses. I'll read that thing 5 hours a day. If you just take yourself to Calvary, amen. You just take yourself to Gethsemane and see him sweat and blood. Then he goes, and before they crucify him, they've got to, you know, take a cat of nine tails and scourge him a little bit. But, you know, he opened not his mouth.
Yeah.
And But I'm just thankful for the eternal life.
Amen.
And the salvation.
Amen.
Because there's no greater gifts.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I don't know if there's a rule against saying something twice, but the Lord wants, I am so thankful for my church and for you. I haven't said that enough. God has been so, has blessed our family so much, letting us be part of this church. I'm thankful for my pastor. I'm thankful for the servant's heart that I saw in so many of you these last 5 years of deputation and all of the ones who came down to help us. This last week, it meant so much, and they worked so hard, and so many of you that didn't go on the trip prayed for us so faithfully, and God got God gave the increase. He blessed it. The work was well done. The night we left, the dead said a mini tornado went through there, and that roof stood, and I appreciate that. There was 6-inch trees broken off at the middle all over the ground the next morning, but that roof stood on there, and y'all have invested in our lives more than we can ever repay you. But I have a God who is rich in glory, and he will repay abundantly more than I could ever ask or think, and he is going to continue to bless you and continue to honor the sacrifices that you've made. And I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I want to thank my Lord for the work that he's doing here and the work that he's doing in hearts. Keep on the firing line. Keep serving. Keep striving, because one day it's going to be all over. And it's only what's done for the Lord is going to count.
Amen. Amen.
I'm thankful for all of my blessings that I've had, and I'm thankful for my family and my church, and it's just a blessing to be here tonight, and I'm thankful that everything is going right, and I'm just thankful that the Lord has provided for us all.
We have some great, great things going on around the world. God is calling out his bride. And I just want to give you just a brief word here about the trip. And then we'll sing and pray and be done. It was a privilege to be with Brother Graham and Renee. We're planning on having a report of that part of the trip on Sunday night. And so on. So if you went on that trip and all of this, we'll plan to speak more on that side of the trip on Sunday evening. It's always a privilege to be with him and his wife. Just faithful missionaries, just trucking right along. God's blessed their ministry. They've started a brand new church. First convert in that church is the one that Nathan was preaching. And that's the first convert in that brand new church. That's a blessing. Praise the Lord for it. But I want to speak to you just a minute about my trip to Guyana with Brother Rom. You precious people were praying, and I was praying. God taught me some great lessons. I'm just going to tap them, because I may end up preaching a whole sermon on it eventually in the future. I don't know that, but I'm thinking and praying about it. But several things just to encourage your heart about what the Lord did in your pastor's heart, and then what the Lord did there in the ministry. Do pray for Brother Rom, his wife, under some satanic oppression. And when you're trying to do something for the Lord, you know what that means. And he asked prayer for him and his family. He's doing well, but he just senses that the devil's really attacking, so we want to pray for him. And what a mighty man of God. What a mighty man of God. And I enjoyed my time with him so much. My wife even said with the flyer, said, "You all favor each other the way we look." When I got there, he said, "People are asking me if we're brothers." And I told the people through him, and I hope he interpreted it right, you know, and so on. I told him, "That's good for you, but I don't know what that means for me," you know, and all these kind of things. On Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, all three nights, and Sunday morning, I'm talking about the main church service. We had five services, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Four out of five services, there were people saved in all those services. We had 40 people make a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. And Brother Rahm got up at the end of the conference and said, "This has been one of the greatest conferences our church has ever had." It's the mother church, and the mother church is the church that he stays connected with. He started three other churches out of that church. He started this mother church, a beautiful church. It's got a balcony in it, packed. I mean, it's just phenomenal, phenomenal. And out of that place, they're starting churches. He is in the process of starting his fifth church out of that church, and so on. And God is blessing in a mighty way. They had somewhere around 150, 160, 170 first-time visitors in this conference. There are church people just out working. It's not a testimony to me. It's a testimony to the church and their prayer and all of this. You're talking about a people that knows how to pray. You go to that church in Goiânia, and they know how to pray. Get a hold of the Lord. Friday night, I spoke, and after the service, Mrs. Ribera came to me and said, "There was a Muslim in the church service tonight." And Brother Rahm said, "I know that, but I did not want to tell him that." So he didn't, but he went and introduced me to this Muslim. And this Muslim said, "My religion is Islam." And Rahm looked him right in the face and said, "My religion is Jesus Christ." That's Rahm Ribera for you right there. Make a long story short here. Rahm told me during the meeting, he said, "Brother Jody, please pray that it does not rain, because the roads there are so bad, and it rained one afternoon terribly. But as long as it rains early but doesn't rain right before church, it's fine." And it was early. And I mean, it was terrible. I mean, water, I mean, good night. A man my size could have went sailboating in it, okay, and all these kind of things. But he said, "Please pray that it doesn't rain, because if it rains right before church, then people cannot get here, they can't ride the bus, they can't drive, they can't walk." Every day, it looked like rain. Can I be honest with you? I was struggling with that at first, because I didn't go all that way for it to rain. And the Lord came to my room, I almost said my hospital room. It's not my hospital room, my hotel room. And he impressed on my heart, "Do you trust me?" Because he's in control of the weather, amen or not. And we prayed, honestly, every service, when it looked like it could rain, he dried it up before the service started. Every service. Sunday night, it looked awful. I mean, I'm talking about the rain clouds almost right here. I'm talking about where the peak of the roof comes. I mean, they're that low. Over the church. But it would not rain. It was not raining. God did some wonderful things. Every one of those 40 people that truly trusted Christ means the world to Jesus Christ. Every one of them. But there's two specific I want to talk to you about, because it's two specific that he talked to me about. One of them was a young man that was invited on Friday night, and Brother Rahm told me who he was. I still don't know him. His first name is Eric. He is a pro Brazilian soccer player. And according to Rahm, he's one of the best in the country. As a matter of fact, this week, he was being sold to another team for 32 million euros, which according to Graham is equivalent to $50 million to play soccer. But he knew of a person in Goiânia, a member of this local church, or somebody that goes to this church where Rom founded. And they invited this young man, and that young man Friday night gave his heart to Jesus Christ. We praise the Lord for that. On Saturday night, there was a man who came in, trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior. Brother Rom was saying, but the next night, he said, let me tell you about this man. This man is a taxi driver, and his car broke down before church. So he came into the church service. He got saved, and he said he's so excited because he said, now I know why my car broke down. Now, you tell me God's not in that. Now, why am I sharing this with you? I'm sharing this with you because if you give to missions, do you realize that Preacher Lashley brought Rom Rivera on before he ever went to Brazil to start that church? Brother Rom said that we were one of the first, it may be the first church, but at least one of the first churches that ever supported him. And every one of those souls, if you have given to missions, every one of those souls, you have a hand in that. One of the good things about this is preacher preached in the same conference, not this year, I'm talking about the same conference another year, and he saw over 50 people trust Christ. This year, 40. I'm trying to get Tom Farrell there. I think it'd be good. All this kind of stuff. Every one of these people that are coming to Christ, if you're giving to missions, you have a hand in it. Do you believe that? I hope you do, because it's the truth. It's the truth. And I want to encourage you tonight that if you're giving to Faith Promise, keep going. If anything, increase. I want my wife and I to increase what we're giving. I want us to give more. God is challenging my heart for the great need around the world. Let me just be honest. We're spoiled here in America. We're spoiled. I'm spoiled. You're spoiled. We're all spoiled. I learn more and more every time I go out of the country what Dr. David Gibbs said right here, that if you have two cars sitting at home, you're rich in the world. We don't understand that here. You go outside the country, you understand it. This world is poor. Those Brazilians in Goiânia, where Brother Graham is, but especially Goiânia, because that's the conference that I was in. A lot of these folks you walk outside and you say it's a third world country. And that's one of the upper scale third world countries, but it's still a third world country where it's poverty. And yet those precious people come in, God has changed their life. He saved their souls. And when they sing, they sound like angels. They sound like angels. I got up and I told those precious people, I said, when I get on a plane and go back home, I wish I could put every one of you on a plane and take you back home with me. Beautiful, beautiful. God's doing some great things. He really is. And we give him praise. We give him honor. We give him glory. God taught me about the power of prayer. How he shut off the rain before every service. He had to do it twice on Sunday morning, Sunday night. And he did. Shut it off. It was amazing to watch that, honestly. And God blessed in a great way. And I'm thankful to be back home. And I want you to pray for us that the Lord will lead this church in every step he wants us to take. Do you understand that? I want to step as God leads. If God tells us to step right, let's step right. If he tells us to step left, let's step left. But I'm going to tell you what God's laying on my heart. Get more to missions. Get more to the mission field. And that doesn't just include overseas. That includes across the street. Missions is here, not just there. Here and there. Do you realize, I don't even know what time it is, but to me it's 3 hours later right now. But anyway, Do you realize that a majority of churches spend more on the upkeep of their own building than they do on outreach? Now, we need to upkeep the building. Amen. We need to make sure the lights are on. We need to make sure, you know, if it needs to be painted, it's painted. If it needs new carpet, put it down. I'm not criticizing any of that because we're doing that. But I'm going to tell you what God's burning my heart about. Take the church budget. Where's it all going? And if we're wasting a dime, we're going to put it to reach somebody for Jesus Christ. I hope you agree with that. Because the building is going to burn up one of these days. But souls will live forever. So I want you to pray with me that the Lord will guide, lead, and direct. That the Lord will show us exactly what He wants us to do. It's hard to discern that every now and then. So you pray with me that the Lord will do this. Okay? Tonight's been about just praising the Lord, thanking the Lord, giving Him glory, giving Him honor. But I don't want to let a service come and go without giving you an opportunity to trust Christ. So if we have somebody who can play the piano, if you don't mind just to come, let's all bow our heads and close our eyes. As she begins to play, if you're here tonight and you do not know for sure that heaven is your home, if you do not know for sure that you've trusted Christ and Christ alone, if there's never been a time in your life where you've repented of your sin and received the Lord, and as she begins to play, you come, let us take a Bible and share with you the gospel. Or maybe tonight, if God is dealing with your heart about just being more thankful, just having a greater heart of gratitude, then you come and talk to the Lord. It's time for you. You come now. I will praise Him. I will praise Him, the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each day. Father, we love You tonight. Thank You for the privilege of being here. And I pray, our Lord, that You've been glorified. I pray that You've been praised. I pray that You've been pleased. Thank You, Lord, for this church and for what it means to You. Thank You, Lord, for how You're working in my heart. And I pray, our Lord, that You will guide, lead, and direct. I confess to You that I want to do Your will. And this church, I believe, wants to do the will of God. Would You show us what Your will is? Each and every step. Show us the next step to take. And then the next step. Lead us in a plain path. Help us to trust in You with all of our heart. And lead not in their own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge You, and You will direct our paths. Give us direction, I pray. And may this church do more for the cause of Christ than it ever has, ever in its history. Help us to give more to missions, to plant more local churches, to support more missionaries. Give us wisdom. Give us faith. And thank You for the good meeting we've had tonight. Bless now, I pray. In Jesus Christ's precious name, amen. Folks, have a great Thanksgiving. Try to bring somebody with you on Sunday. God bless you. You're dismissed.